Praise the Lord. We came here to see God. Eh? We came here to see God. Jesus is passing this way. Hallelujah. He's passing this way. And you must see him. Is there any big fish here? There's a big fish. See, in the denomination, when they say, we have gotten a big fish, try, big fish don't come. That means a rich man, a rich woman don't come. To them, that is a big fish. Amen. But we know a big fish, the fisherman, Jesus Christ said, told Peter, come and follow me and I will make you what? A fisher of men. And the type of fish that he's looking for, they are not crayfish. Church, hallelujah. We have different type of fishes. The fisherman that is going to fish, he knows that his net is going to catch different type of fish. But there are fish with qualification. There's a crayfish. There's what again? Well, there are two. There are two that is relevant to what I want to say now. We have crayfish. Crayfish is a fish that bend. Are we together? It's a fish, but it's not like the other normal fishes. Why? It bends. And there is the adage that says, na condition, make crayfish bend. Amen. Any fish that will make any condition on earth make you sidetrack the word of God. Make you bend to do things contrary to the word. Hallelujah. Your crayfish. The fisherman is not looking for crayfish. See, the difference between crayfish and the normal fish. You see, the process of getting the crayfish to edible estate is longer than the process for the normal fish. You can take the normal fish straight from the water to fire and give a Holy Ghost fire. But crayfish, it will pay. Then there is another fish again that looks normal, fresh, very attractive. Not the wear earring, not the paint face, not the wear trouser. His pipe is very big, very normal, very attractive, but wet. It is called electric fish. Electric fish. Go near him and think he's a Christian, and you will be shocked by what you will see around him or her. It's electric fish. How many electric fishes are here today? How many crayfishes are here today? How many edible fishes are here today? How many? How many? Praise the Lord. A big fish is a seed of God, whose name is written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm speaking briefly today on the evidence that you are a seed. The evidence that you are a seed. And the reason is because for the past 2 weeks, I've been trying to establish that there are two seeds on earth here. In the Church of Jesus Christ, there are two seeds that we are planted in the Church of Jesus Christ. So, which seed are you? That is all that we're trying to establish here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ in another language, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, in trying to explain something for us to understand, the Lord God in Genesis 1:26, he said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. So every man, hallelujah, on earth is supposed to be in the image of God. And I told you that the image of God is not the nose, your head, the color of your skin or your height. No. The image of God, we are made to understand from Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ says that the Bible says in Colossians 1:15 that Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. And what is that image of the invisible God? Jesus Christ says, if you see me, you see the Father. And then what is that image? John 14 verse 6, I am the way, Jesus Christ says. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The way to the Father. No man cometh to the Father except by me. So Jesus Christ becomes the image that God wanted every one of us to look like. Jesus Christ, God brought Jesus Christ to let us know who every child of God must look like. Then you understand Romans chapter 8 and verse 29. He said, for whom he did follow, he, God, did predestinate to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. That he, Jesus Christ, might be the firstborn among many brethren. So, the destiny of a Christian is to conform to the image of Jesus Christ. That is, you are not a Christian until you can say, if you see me, you see Jesus Christ. In the way you relate to other people, the way you handle issues, you handle those who love you and those who hate you, those you agree with and those you disagree with. The life that you live, patterned exactly after Jesus Christ. Those believers in Antioch, unbelievers saw them and nicknamed them after somebody they looked like. They resembled somebody in the way they talked, in the way they acted, in the way they lived their life, and they nicknamed them Christians. That is how we got that name, Christians. And every believer of Jesus Christ is supposed to have that nickname by unbelievers, not as a signboard on your body. The life that you live will make somebody ask you, I know you are a Christian. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That was the expectation of Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 19. 12 men he saw on the way, and they must have been carrying Bible. They may have been speaking in tongues, or they may have been acting like something that looks like Christian, but there was something else Apostle Paul saw that he had to ask them, brethren, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Hallelujah. Then we would not have asked that question if there wasn't something mixed up about the way they were behaving around. Maybe they saw, saw funny all this worldly dressing, but they saw them still carrying Bible. And that same question, if Apostle Paul will come among Christians today, he will ask some of us the same question. Brother and sister, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's open Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 3. And I'm reading up to verse 6. the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm reading Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 3. And I want you to catch the impact of this little exhortation, something I want to drop in the heart of someone. And remember, all we are trying to do, all that we are trying to do now, want to achieve now, hallelujah, is to prepare the people for the rapture that will soon take place. And the time has come now where we go beyond being religious. The time has passed. And we have to go far beyond religion. Beyond religion. There are some of you that are going to church. You claim to be a Christian today only because you were born into a Christian family. That is the meaning of religion. You are going to church because you were born in a Christian home. Your father, your mother, you grew up going to church. It means if your father were Guru Maharaj, you would have been going to one shrine. You would never have been in the church. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So it is needful for us to stress some things to let you see Christianity beyond religion. That's why when you come here, pay attention to what we say. Because we say things that need you to go back and think over. Think over. See? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you see people who have had experience with God and their decision to serve God is as a result of that decision, their type of Christianity is different. They are the type that whatever else is the trouble around them, it is secondary. Nothing takes them away from Christ. The revelation of salvation is higher. Higher. What it does to my soul is higher. Higher than anything on earth can affect. Is it hunger? Childlessness? Sickness? At the point of death? No. We are talking with Pastor Thomas when he said that we are the 11th hour 6 o'clock workers. We are 6 o'clock workers. Because in Matthew chapter 20, he hired some in the morning, 9 a.m. And then he hired some again in the afternoon, some again in the evening. And when it was time to give them their wage, the same amount that he gave those who started in the morning is the same amount that he gave those he hired at the end of the day. Amen. Those who started the battle for this gospel, they started almost 2,000 years ago. What they went through, anytime I read church history, I begin to thank God that I am the 6 o'clock worker. Brethren, they suffered. At our own time now, we are using microphone to preach. We are entering television. We are entering street and making rally and distributing tract. In their own time, they have to hide in the mountain and in the cave. If they catch them, they kill them for preaching this gospel. And at the point of death, none of them denied him. They brought pregnant women. They will line them up and bring one and tear her stomach alive and bring out that child, and that baby, woman will bleed and die, and they will tell the rest looking at her, deny that Jesus, or you will go the same way.
And they will say, what are you waiting for? Oh yeah.
Let me take my turn. I will be a good soldier. I will die at my post. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a smile. Give a song in the night season and all the day long. That song is not for us. It's for them. The band. For somebody to say, what are you waiting for? Kill me. You know that it is not just a boldness. Every human being, when you see death, you will fear. But when something happens like that, it is a reflection of a stand that comes out of a revelation or an experience that person has had of the reality of God. And that's why I keep telling all of you that are gifted, that see vision, that hear voice, that see pillar of fire. As you are here now, you are seeing angels moving up and down. You have a better reality, a better knowledge of the reality of God than those of us when they see. We just worship God by faith. You have an evidence. And to whom much is given, much is demanded. You should be the one to set the pace for those of us who are not the sea to follow, because there is something you know that gives you that confidence of the reality of this God. Therefore, gifted people should be the best men and women of faith. That's the truth. But when you see somebody who is gifted and has no fear of that God, then begin to ask, are you a seed of God or a seed of Cain? A seed of the serpent. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody will go this far with God. See the angel tap you every day. Hear the voice of the supernatural Almighty God. Descend to your level and talk with you and tells you things that come to pass. In the name of Jesus, something will happen. Evidence that this Jesus is real. And you still leave this type of, you know, experience behind you and live a life like a devil or unbelievers. There are. Which seed are you? And let me tell you how to identify which seed you are. Before we read this Ephesians chapter 1, because of this comment, go to 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 22 and verse 23. 1 Peter chapter 1. See, you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Verse 23 is my emphasis. Be born again. Not of corruptible seed. That's the emphasis. You are born again. Not of corruptible seed. But of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Church, you don't understand. Hallelujah. Do you know why? Do you know why you are the son of your father?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
Who is your father?
Dominic is the name.
Dominic is your father. Yes, do you know how you were produced to be Ogochukwu today? A seed passed from your father. I was hatched in the womb, incubated in the womb of your mother. That produced you 9 months after it was deposited there. Therefore, you are a seed of your father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is the evidence? There is again DNA. Hallelujah. DNA will confirm which source you are coming from. But above all, hallelujah, when you are moving without anybody, your father doesn't have to stand close to you. Anybody that has known your father, if he sees you, there is something about you that you say, Kai, now Dominic became with this. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If your father, they talk fast. Okay. If your father, they thief. Russell, you will thief. If your father, they drink. You grow up seeing your father drinking beer. You will drink. You will see nothing wrong in it. No, that's the truth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, your father, they carry women, they change them. When your mama not there, they carry them, they come, carry them, they come. What will happen? You begin to carry women too, because you must be like your father. My friend, an Air Force officer, his first son, they carry woman up and down. He himself, he has been a womanizer. Until now, he's still a womanizer. He was telling me by himself that the son will sneak out with his car, carry women, even come and sleep in the house there. And before they wake up, they don't run, go. And the mama catch up. The mama, they mad, they beat her, and they mad, they beat her. Now he come up and say, what did they happen? He says, this boy is a womanizer. He's carrying women, bring them, blah, 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 blah. He say, honey, take it easy. He told me this himself. He said, he told her, he said, it's like a father, like son. He tapped the boy, he said, that is evident, this is my son. He said, call him, say, that is evidence, you are my son. He said, if I was doubting before whether let me bore you, now I know you are my son. He said, the tea is in the gin. Honey, it's in the gin. Why am I saying so? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am born again. I am born again. I am born again. Are you born again? Yes, I am born again. I am born again. Which seed produce you? Is it the seed of Adam that produced you? Or is the seed of Cain that produced you? Which spirit, by one spirit, are we born into the body of Christ? Which spirit were you born into the body with? How do we know? Amen. The seed that we got born again by is the seed of the Word of God. The Word of God is a seed. While Peter yet spake, the seed was released. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is given to them that believe. When you believe, believe what? Believe is to receive the seed of the Word of God. When you receive that seed, something happens inside of you that brings you, gets you born again, brings you into that body of Christ. And you become a Christian. Depending on which seed. If it is an incorruptible seed, you will live an incorruptible lifestyle. But if it is a corruptible seed, you will live a life of corruption every day, disgracing the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you must reflect your origin. Jesus Christ made it clear in Hebrew chapter 6. Verse 4. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift, and we are made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and have tasted the good word of God, and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, it is impossible to renew them again unto repentance. Seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Verse 7 and verse 8 is the mystery explained. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. Now listen, praise the Lord. Listen, church, what Apostle Paul is explaining there. He says something. He says, it is impossible for anybody that has seen the reality of God. You have partaken, you have seen the evidence of the reality. You have seen, you've enjoyed the anointing, the glory of God, and everything else, and you still fall away. He said, it is impossible to bring that person back again. Now, I said, this is the reason. What he's actually using that scripture to explain is that you can only reflect your origin. Then he said, the rain that falls to the earth. Outside there, where we cleared and then they are parking cars there. The earth there. You do not know that there are different types of seed on the ground there now. How you will know is where rain falls. When rain falls, what is on the ground will come up as a result of the rain that fell. It is when they grow now, you can now say, this one is mango, this one is ugu, this one is this one is there, this one is this. But they have all been there before, waiting for rain. And the rain of God falls on the just and the unjust. He says, when that rain falls, then they grow together. All of them will grow up. Then, that which is briar, thorns, what happens? You gather them away after they have grown. You gather them away, and what do you do with them? Hellfire. You burn them. That ground there is the church of Jesus Christ. Seated down even in bride assembly now. In the church. Different seeds are sitting down watching me now. Looking at me now. We don't know who is who. We will know who you are after the rain has come down. The anointing. Somebody has not received the Holy Ghost. You see them very quiet, very humble, very, wait. After our June camp meeting, something happened that she too now began, she received an anointing and a gift began to flow. Psalm 68 verse 18. He God giveth his gift to all men, even to the rebellious. And the gift and calling of God is without repentance. He giveth his rain, hallelujah, to the just and to the unjust. Church, listen. He giveth his rain to the just and to the unjust. The rain there is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Who is this just and who is this unjust? They are all sitting down waiting for the rain. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God is bringing the rain to the owner of the farm. That farm is the church of Jesus Christ. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. It's referring that farm, that vineyard is the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Seated there are people that must have eternal life. But among them, there are also tears. But he's such a merciful God. He will release the anointing. But depending on what type of seed you are, the true seed of God, the anointing will come upon you and pierce through to your soul. But the tears, or the breath as he called them, what happened? Hallelujah. It falls only on their spirit man. It does not go to the soul. The foundation of God standeth sure. He God knoweth them that are his. The rain fall on the just and the unjust. But it is that rain that manifests which seed you are. By their fruits, you shall know them. A corrupt tree will bring forth corrupt fruits. That's the truth. A good tree will bring forth good fruits. And a corrupt tree will bring forth bad and corrupt fruits. So, which seed are you? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The seed of God. Because when we talk about the book of life, the book of life, we are speaking about God dealing with us, not by accident, but dealing with us according to his divine timetable. By foreknowledge, knowing who is who sitting down here today and claiming to be followers of Jesus Christ all over the world. By foreknowledge, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He came to his own. His own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become what? The sons of God. In the beginning was a thought. Which beginning? The beginning before the creation of man. Knowing that in creating man, the serpent will tempt man, and man will be condemned and will go to hell. But he sees some people there that if he reveals himself to them, hallelujah, they will believe him. And because of them, he sent his only begotten son to the cross on Calvary. That is the doctrine of predestination and eternal security. For no man can come to Christ except the Father who sent him draw you. That is what John 6:44 says. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He brings you. Why does he bring you? And he does not bring other people that die as unbelievers by foreknowledge. That is why he said he knoweth them that are his. They are there. So the seed that is there, they are the seed that their names have been written before the foundation of the world. For whose reason? For which reason? He sent Jesus Christ to the cross on Calvary. Everyone, their name is in the book of life. Not too many people understand salvation. I was watching a preacher on the television. And he was given praying, you know, an evangelical prayer. Say after me. Those of you who are watching me now, you give your life to Christ, pray for your salvation is very easy. Just believe. Say this. I believe. Yes. I'm now born again. I'm now born again. I'm now a child of God. I'm now heaven bound. I am this. I am this. I am this. Did you say that? Oh, praise God. Now you're born again. Oh, aren't you happy you're not born again? Oh, wonderful, wonderful. You're born again. You see, you're not born again. And I'm saying somebody watching that will truly say he's born again. There are people preaching the gospel that don't even know the meaning of the new birth. You can only be truly born again if you are a seed of God. His name, he wrote in the book of life, that is the big fish. The big fish, the reason why Jesus Christ went to the cross on Calvary, for the remission of the sins of those whose names are in the book of life. So how do I know that my name is in the book of life? How do I know? Listen, Ephesians chapter 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are there, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. According, listen to the wordings of this revelated man of God, Apostle Paul. According as he has chosen us in him. When did he choose you? He said, many are called, but few are chosen. When did he choose you? He chose you the day you came to church. He chose you the day you came to the altar. He chose you the day you gave your life to Christ. No! From before the foundation of the world. What did he choose you to do? That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Having predestinated us, our destiny was determined before we even knew him. What did he determine us to be? He predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My emphasis here is that your destiny is to conform to the image of Jesus Christ. And it is an image of holiness. How do I know that your name is in the book of life? When God, the day God decides, today is your turn to come in. Because your name is in the book of life, there is a pathway he follows with you. He can never save you and leave you to live anyhow life. 1 Peter chapter 1. This is what so many people have never taken time to study. Verse 2. See the way he put it. Verse 2. Elect is addressing the church as elect. Elect means the chosen one. So he's saying the chosen one that is here. He's not talking to unbelievers now. He has finished evangelism. Now he's talking to people sitting down now in the church. You are the elect. Can I see elect? Put up your hand. Elect of God, elect, the choosing one. Wave your hand, it's to the glory of God. It's not by works. We did not earn it. It's His grace. God bless you. I have my brother, same father, same mother, sisters that died without knowing Christ. But here am I. He did not allow me to die until I got to know him. And when I asked him, why did you allow them die without knowing you? And as stubborn as I was, you still reserved me. The first thing is, he does things according to his pleasure. So don't even question him. But another thing is, by foreknowledge, I know you, Moses, that although every day you are in nightclub, carrying women up and down, I know that you are doing that in ignorance. The day I reveal myself to you, I know you will stop all that nonsense. But then, if I reveal myself to them, they will die rejecting me. And because of it, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. I knew you, Moses Alu, before the world began. I know you, that's why I am the Almighty Omniscient God. I wrote your name in the book, and I have kept you protected, that you will not die until the death I have assigned for you to come in. Oh, and the evidence is that when I met with him, all my lifestyle is changed. It changed. That is what he saw from the foundation of the world. And he wrote my name there. He wrote my name there. He wrote my name there. And why? My name is there. Your own name is there. Me, the day he caught me, I stopped fornication. You, your own, you even increase the number of women. And you are speaking in tongue. How can your name be in that book? My name be in that book too. So you know that some of us are just sticking the feathers. We're not Christians. We're not Christians, so we're not Christians. We are not Christians. So many of us are speaking to somebody, sitting there, yelling, they hear me. Now you are the talk. We're not a Christian because we are doing everything unbelievers are doing. So how have you benefited from the cross of Calvary? As many as receive him. You say you receive him. Have you received the power to be a son of God? The power to be a son of God is the power that changes a sinner to a saint. That's the power to be a son of God. The power of transformation. Nothing has changed in your life. And you still say, if Jesus come today, remember me, O Lord, my God. Remember you where? If he's going to remember you, he will change your nature. That is the remembrance. Blessed be the name of the Lord.